Hello there, and welcome to episode 212 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we continue Hodgepodge Week by looking at the difference between English and American detective fiction. Alright, I'm here to answer a question that I know has been bugging you for a while. What is the precise difference between English and American detective fiction? What makes Philip Marlowe different from Hercule Poirot? There are two different parts to this answer. The first pertains to the environment of the murder, while the second has more to do with the detective him or herself. The hallmark of English detective fiction is the closed system. There's been a murder in the mansion, or the town, or the train. We meet all the characters in the first few chapters, one gets knocked off, and the rest of them are our suspects. We may meet additional characters later, but because they are not part of the original closed system, they are red herrings thrown in by the author to take our attention away from the real killer. The English detective also usually has a companion, someone who is a member of the closed system, but because of his association with the detective, can be ruled out as the killer. The American style of detective fiction is very different. In these stories, a murder takes place, and the detective heads out on a linear search to find the perpetrator. He goes to one suspect, then finds a lead to another, who points him to yet a third. We may not meet the murderer until three-fourths of the way through the book. Everyone in the open system of the American detective novel is a suspect. The killer could be a character the detective just met, or the murderer could be the detective's partner of the past 20 years. The other major difference between styles is the treatment of the actual detective. Miss Marple, a perfect example of a British detective, keeps her head about her at all times. Even when she is frazzled, she can reason through the puzzle. A British detective is fairly one-dimensional, more a vehicle for the author than a real character. Most importantly, the English detective is never in personal danger. No matter how many murders take place, no one will lay a finger on the detective. Not so for the American detective. They get beat up, drunk, knocked out, kicked around, and are often placed in morally questionable situations. They're pretty hardened by life. They are in constant danger of death. The world of the English detective is constant. The world of the American detective is ever-changing and elusive. Thanks for tuning in to episode 212 of the Daily Brainwave. If you'd like to make a comment about the show, you can send me an email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. And make sure you tune in tomorrow as we continue Hodgepodge Week by looking at one of my favorite pieces of jazz, Rhapsody in Blue.